No, that your aunt said it. I guess we've got a little time to talk before the real torture begins. You know you're not gonna say anything wrongly, so they sent me here to squeeze it out of you. Do you know I am absolutely sure you're gonna be talking when I'm done with you? I'll give you a hint. They're dangling between your legs right now. That's right. Once I get my hands on your balls, there's no way you'll be able to resist. Trust me, I have interrogated plenty of guys before, and you're all the same. Apply even a little pressure to a guy's testicles, and he is putty in your hands. The pain is just too much. There's really nothing you can do about it either. I've heard guys tend to avoid hitting each other there. Even in situations like this, most men won't hurt another guy's balls out of sympathy. Since I don't have balls, I don't have that problem. I've got no idea what it feels like, so I can crush your nuts without any remorse. You'd better do what I say. I'll have no problem castrating you. You're scared now, aren't you? But is that fear I see, though, or jealousy? Your eyes are fixated on my crotch. You're staring at my pussy. I bet you wish you were a girl right now, don't you? If you were, you wouldn't have to worry about how much I'm gonna hurt your balls right now. You should be jealous, I guess. I mean, nature really did deal you boys a shorthand. I can't imagine what it's like having two dangly balls hanging between my legs, just waiting to be kicked. You must feel so fragile when any girl like me can decimate you with a kick to your sack. The best part is, you can't kick us back. Well, you could, and it might hurt a little bit. Trust me though, you'll get it back at least 20-fold when I get my revenge. It just doesn't hurt us girls like it does you. Now, brace yourself. Your balls are in for a world of pain.